We are made a spectacle to the world and to angels and to men. We are fools for Christ's sake. These words were written by the Apostle Paul in the earliest times of the church, and they have been repeated by martyrs over and over again, either within their prayers or sometimes the English martyrs, I believe, Father Paul Heath, Henry Heath, actually, Paul of St. Mary Magdalene, I believe, was one of the ones that repeated these words on the scaffold before he was executed. And any saint who has undergone trial or tribulation can repeat with St. Paul that we are a spectacle to the world, to angels, and to men. We are fools for Christ's sake, because the world doesn't understand the wisdom of Christ. In the Gospel of St. Luke, our Lord says to his 72, "Behold, I send you as lambs among wolves, go." Our Lord is the good shepherd who laid down his sheep, his life for his sheep, laid down his life for his sheep. But of his apostles, he tells them that they are sheep among wolves, and he sends them forth among the wolves. And yet he remains the good shepherd who lays down his life for his sheep. And so the sheep that are under his care, the apostles and those who are otherwise sent into the world to be prophets, to speak God's word, and we're all called to do that by virtue of our baptism, with the mandate of our baptism. We are both sheep sent among wolves, and we are called to become, in Christ, shepherds of the sheep, good shepherds who laid down our lives for the sheep. Today we celebrate the feast of St. Joseph Leonisa, a 16th century Capuchin who became a good shepherd, and he learned it the only way it can be learned, through suffering. In his case, it was extraordinary suffering. He went to Constantinople as a missionary and was captured by the Muslims and was tortured for 3 days. They hung him up by his hands with hooks and dangled him over a fire and were slowly suffocating him and burning him. And God delivered him from his torment, and he was freed from captivity and ultimately went back and spent the rest of his life preaching the gospel in Italy. But Christians, faithful followers of Jesus, those who spread the gospel, have to learn to live it by suffering and by learning to make that suffering pleasing to God. John Paul II wrote, I don't remember if it's an apostolic letter or an encyclical, on the salvific meaning of human suffering. And it's a hallmark of our Catholic faith. It's the reason why our mothers used to tell us, offer it up when we were complaining. It's a very Catholic idea, Catholic concept, Catholic exhortation, one which we don't always fully appreciate, as we didn't when our mother said it to us when we wanted something or didn't want something. But it's something, it is so fundamental that we easily lose sight of it and seek different paths. Yet it's the only one that our Lord has shown us. Our Lord, who is the way, the truth, and the life, tells us, unless we pick up our cross and follow him, we cannot be his disciples. And this is a message that he wanted to teach the 72 that he sent before him, the missionaries. They were going to have to preach the gospel, first of all, by the way that they lived it. So today, as we approach the altar of the Lord, and we do so in honor of St. Joseph of Leonisa, we can ask for the grace to persevere in the midst of trial and difficulty, and to recognize that these things are the stuff out of which the spiritual life is made. It's the substance. It's where we make progress or fall behind. It's where our spiritual life turns. It's a matter of picking up our cross and carrying it, and doing so in the spirit of faith, We don't always see what we would like to see. We don't always have the answers. We don't always know what the resolution to our difficulties will be. But God knows, the Blessed Mother knows, and they're taking care of us. If only we are willing to be like St. Paul, to be fools for Christ, to be weak and without honor in the midst of a difficult world. He told his readers, the Corinthians, that he said these things to them not to confound them, but to admonish them as my dearest children. Our Lord admonishes us as well to continue and persevere and to offer a sacrifice that is pleasing to him.